There ain't no reason things are this way. It's how they always been and they intend to stay. I can't explain why we live this way. We do it every day. Preachers on the podium speaking of saints. Prophets on the sidewalk begging for change. Old ladies laughing from the fire escape, cursing my name. I got a basket full of lemons and they all taste the same. A window in a pigeon with a broken wing. You can spend your whole life working for something just to have it taken away. People walk around pushing back their debts, wearing paychecks like necklaces and bracelets, talking about nothing, not thinking about death. Every little heartbeat, every little breath. People walk a tightrope on a razor's edge, carrying their hurt and hatred and weapons. It could be a bomb or a bullet or a pen, or a thought or a word or a sentence. There ain't no reason things are this way. It's how they always been and they intend to stay. I don't know why I say the things I say, but I say them anyway. But love will come, set me free. Love will come, set me free. I do believe. Love will come, set me free. I know it will. Love will come, set me free. Yes. Prison walls still standing tall. Some things never change at all. Keep on building prisons, gonna fill them all. Keep on building bombs, gonna drop them all. Working your fingers bare to the bone. Breaking your back, make you sell your soul. Like a lung, it's filled with cold. Suffocating slow. The wind blows wild and I may move. But politicians lie and I am not fooled. You don't need no razor nor a three-piece suit to argue the truth. The air on my skin and the world under my toes. Slavery stitched to the fabric of my clothes. Chaos and commotion wherever I go. Love I try to follow. Love will come set me free. Love will come set me free. I do believe. Love will come set me free. I know it will. Love will come set me free. Yes. There ain't no reason things are this way. It's how they always been and they intend to stay. I can't explain why we live this way. We do it every day.
Hello, Indigenous Earthlings. Here we are again, seven revolutions later, on the left side of the Great Divide, balancing into another Express Yourself. I'm Luke Nessler, and that was Brett Denon performing Ain't No Reason. Remember that song? Still a good song, 11 years later. Brett Denon returns to the Belly Up tomorrow night for an all-early, all-ages show that starts at 8 o'clock, and as of an hour ago, there were still tickets available to that show, so tomorrow night at the Belly Up. Well, next weekend, it's fun and games up in Redstone. They're calling it Wrassle the Castle, and here to tell us about it is Margaret Donnelly, the Health and Wellness and Aquatics Coordinator for the Town of Carbondale Rec Department. Hi, Margaret.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Very well. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Also with us is Nick DeGrosse of Aloha Mountain Cyclery. Hi, Nick.
Good afternoon, Luke.
What's up?
Not a whole lot. How are you doing today?
Very well. You can't complain about this snow.
No, it's getting deeper and deeper.
Yeah.
So skiers should love it.
Yeah. And joining us also today is Jesse Rochelle, the Facilities Coordinator for the Rec Center. Hi, Jesse.
Hi.
Welcome to KDNK.
Thank you.
Wrassle the Castle. It just sort of rolls off the tongue.
It's a lot easier to say than fat bike and snowshoe race, which I have been jumbling all week.
So who came up with Wrassle the Castle? That's brilliant.
That'd actually be Darren Broom officially from
really?
Aloha.
How about
as
that?
Well. Yep.
Yeah, he ain't as dumb as he looks. Just kidding.
He's got some good ideas stored away in there.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. Are you going to trademark that one?
We possibly will.
You probably should.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll see how long Redstone will keep us. So if it's a long-term thing, we will.
So is Wrestle the Castle, is it a bunch of Carbondale people invading Redstone? What's going on?
It's valley-wide. They come from near and far. It's a fat bike race that we hold around the castle corridor, starting at the Redstone Inn. We go down the private road, roughly 7 miles. Correction on that, it's 5 miles, roughly 5 miles. So not to scare too many people off.
5 miles.
Yeah, pretty easy.
So this snow might be problematic for a bike race, no?
It'll just add a little bit more manpower and hours to packing it down and making it ride ready.
Uh-huh.
But we got snowshoes and skis and snowmobile apparatus to hustle us out on that as well.
So is it just a fat tire bike race, or is it, what else is it?
No, we'll actually be preceded by a snowshoe race.
Yeah, keep going.
And that is, it'll be followed by a snowshoe race. Fat bike race is at 9, snowshoe race is roughly around 10 o'clock.
Wow.
$20 for an entry of, for the snowshoe race, $25 for the fat bike race. Although we are holding the opportunity to bring a non-perishable food item, and we'll be donating those items to Lift Up as well. So
can you wear pink hats?
You can wear whatever you want.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
We encourage Speedos. Yeah, if you're willing.
Over the long jump, yeah, on top of the long jump.
At least it's a short race. So.
Yeah. Margaret, I'm interested to know why the town of Carbondale is involved in this.
Well, it actually kind of started with Nick and his, Sue McAvoy works for the Redstone Castle, and the Redstone Castle was recently sold to the Carvers, and so she has a lot on her plate going on right now, and so she is unable to do Winterfest, and so she was talking to Nick about it one day, and Nick really enjoyed doing the fat bike portion of the race, and so he came and approached us because as the health and wellness coordinator, my job is to add fitness events for the town of Carbondale and essentially the valley alike. We want to get as many people outdoors and active as possible, and so that's kind of what I've been working on over the last year since I've been hired, is just adding different fitness events that can bring the community together. And so Sue wanted somebody to take over the snowshoe side of it, and so that's how we got involved with it. So we're just here to support the community and get people out there and have fun in the snow.
So Winterfest was a multi-course meal, so to speak. It wasn't just the races. Have you kept up that tradition? Is there live music? Are there barking dogs? Is there bonfires? What's going on?
This landed on our plate just before Christmas, so it's coming together fairly fast. So what we are offering is the fat bike, and Nick can talk about, we do have some demos available for people who want to do it, because you can do both for $30 is also an option, and that's also registration is the day of. And it's a half an hour prior to each race, cash or check only. We are not having bonfires, but what we are having is Redstone Inn has partnered with us, which is where the race starts, is at Redstone Inn. So they're doing 15% discounts on rooms if you want to stay the night of. We're doing a big raffle prize at the end. So we're going to have for the snowshoe race, we're going to have prizes for 45 and under, 45 or 46 and older in the male and female categories. And then we'll have a prize for the most mature and a prize for the least mature, a.k.a. the youngest. And then we're going to Aloha is going to also do some raffles for different places for the fat bike race. And I'll let Nick talk about that in a second. And then afterwards, so if you're in the fat bike race and you don't want to do the snowshoe race, or if you do either race, Redstone Inn is going to be having free hot chocolate for anybody that was a race participant. They just bring their bib in. And then we have a lot of great raffle prizes. We have a lot of actual rooms to give away for different hotel stays. And then for second and third place for the snowshoe race, they get to pick either a 20 punch pass to the rec center, a one-night stay at Redstone Inn, or $100 cash thanks to Alpine Bank.
Wow, how about that?
Cash money.
Cash money prize.
Didn't know that one.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's very awesome.
I'm not going to give too many surprises away, but yes, we will have an assortment of wonderful bike swag and bike shop stuff and goodies to give out to the Fat Bike and raffle participants. So if you need some stuff, either winter and or summer, feel free to come on out, put your sweat on a little bit, and partake. So
the other thing people have been asking is, so we are going to allow for the snowshoe race, not the fat bike race. Wouldn't be appropriate. People can bring leash dogs. Mm-hmm. So come and bring your dogs out. And then to win prizes for the snowshoe, you do have to wear snowshoes, but you don't have to race in snowshoes, if that makes sense. So if you want a first, second, or third prize, come with snowshoes. If you just want to come out, take your dog out for a walk around the castle, which is pretty amazing, then you can bring pets. So pets are definitely welcome there.
Nice. Now, Nick, does the bike race take place on a snowmobile track, or is it on a road? Tell me about it.
Partially road, and then we actually break off of that road and traverse across the front lawn of the castle, and we'll do the bike race. We'll actually do three loops in a at the end of a lollipop stick, essentially, and then you'll come back and finish at the end. We use everything from snowshoes, skis, snowmobiles, depending on the snow conditions and the depths, to pack the course down for both riding and, you know, ease of walking on snowshoes.
Okay. So you're already packing, I understand.
Yeah, we started sometime early this last weekend. So we've been out there twice over the last week, and then it'll be pretty much, if schedule permits, once a day for the next week.
Well, with all the snow coming, it's really coming down.
Margaret, correct me if I'm wrong. If those of you who do want to come out and participate in the race and perhaps stay at the Redstone Inn, are they not offering discounts on room stays for the course of Friday, Saturday night?
Yeah, it's 15% off.
If somebody wants to come out Thursday, stay Thursday night, Friday, stay Friday night, I'll be up at the Redstone Inn all day Friday. Just recreating in the snow, working on the course. Any and all volunteers are welcome. By all means, if you volunteer, we could probably work that percent off discount for the room for the assistants. So we could work that in with the Redstone Inn to get people out there as well. And
how do people register or to volunteer or for the race?
Volunteer. If you want to get more details on that, feel free to call the shop at 963-2500 or just show up sometime on Friday, check in at the front desk at the inn, and they can get a hold of me and or Margaret.
So Thursday night at 5:00, if you come and park behind the Redstone Manor or the Redstone Castle, then we are going to do a community pack. So the Redstone Community Association is helping us with that. So we're going to come and do a big walk together on Thursday night at 5:00.
And I would say walk, ride, if you want to try to ride a bike that early, feel free. Skis are welcome. Snowshoes are also, you know, obvious footwear that is conducive. As well, I did also want to say, too, we do have a select few bikes at the shop that we are willing to let racers or interested individuals use for free. So, again, if you want to come out and experience this and don't have a bike or a snow bike specifically, feel free again to call the shop, and we can go ahead and make previous arrangements for that.
Snow bikes are special critters, aren't they?
They are, yeah.
Describe a snow bike for me.
Snow bike. So the bike in itself is designed specifically around a very large, wide, high air voluminous tire. They are ran. Tire pressures are really, really low, anywhere from like 2.5 to 4 PSI. Softer the snow, the softer the tire. Rides just like a regular bike with big monster truck tires.
Studded?
Some are, yes.
Yeah.
Recommended for ice for sure. Not necessarily for the soft snow conditions that we can have out here, but but they do have them.
Huh. Well, if people need more information, is there a website for people to check out, Margaret?
Yeah, we have the information on the Carbon www. I can't ever say that. www.carbondalerec.com. So we have it there. We also have an event page on our The Rec Facebook page. And there's also an event page for Aloha. They have it on their event Facebook page as well.
Yes, we've created an event for both snow bike races, including the Redstone race. I think we have a little bit of information on our website, alohamountaincyclery.com, but okay. We are in the process of amending that. So,
and sure. Can people register the day of? Can they show up an hour before the race and
yes.
register?
That's the only way to register
oh,
for it.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Is 30
okay.
minutes prior to registration or to the race, show up, and it's cash or check only. And again, it's for the fat bike race, it's $25 or 20 with a can to lift up. And then for the snowshoe race, it's $20. And then if you want to do both, it's $30. And then partial proceeds will be going to the Redstone Community Association as well for them to continue on some of their town events that they put on throughout the summer, because they have been very gracious in their donations to this race as well.
Jesse Rochelle, where's the party afterwards?
At the Redstone Inn.
Oh, okay.
Or the Redstone General Store, where you can get the best brownies in the valley.
Really? I didn't know that.
They're magical without actually being magical.
Okay. I think I know what you mean. Well, Jesse Rochelle, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And Nick DeGrosse, thank you.
Thank you, Luke.
Margaret Donnelly, I appreciate you coming in.
Thank you.
Wrestle the Castle, a week from tomorrow. All right, stay with us. More to come on today's Express Yourself. Katie Webster with Pussycat Moan. All over the country, pink pussy hats take to the streets tomorrow to celebrate women. So how about this for good timing? Tomorrow night, the Traveling Women's Documentary Film Festival, LunaFest, returns to the Hotel Colorado for two showings at 5 and 7:30. And these screenings are part of a fundraising effort for the Advocate Safe House Project. KDNK's news director, Gavin Dahl, recently spoke with Sarah Buckley to learn more.
Sarah Buckley is community education advocate for Advocate Safe House based in Glenwood Springs. Thanks for speaking to KDNK.
Thank you.
So tell us about LunaFest.
LunaFest is a compilation of short films made by women, about women, and for women. It's actually put on by the Luna Bar Company. They are in their 16th year of LunaFest, and here at the Safe House, we are in our 8th year of hosting LunaFest. It's a national series that tours. It begins in the fall, and then it tours throughout the fiscal year, and so we are about halfway through the 2016-2017 LunaFest season right now.
And so this is a couple of screenings on Saturday, which are a fundraiser for Advocate Safe House, as well as an opportunity to eat at local restaurants and support you guys. Tickets are still available for both shows.
Absolutely. So we have a 5 o'clock show and a 7:30 show. If you are able to get your ticket today, before the end of the day today, it'll be $20. But if you're not able to do that, then you'll need to buy the ticket for a little bit more. It's $25 at the door tomorrow evening.
And so this is in a room at the Hotel Colorado on Saturday. And then you guys are also partnering with some restaurants. Tell us about that.
Yes. So we actually have a handful of local restaurants in Glenwood Springs that if you present your ticket stub to them tonight through the weekend, they will give you some kind of a deal or a discount. I'm going to keep it broad because every place is doing something a little bit different.
Uh-huh.
But you have the Italian Underground, The Riviera, Vico's Charcoal Burger Drive-In, and Sweet Colorado. It's just really bringing the community all together.
Cool. And so tell us about your work at Advocate Safe House. I mean, this is really important work that I think doesn't really get the attention it deserves, but also you have the privacy of people to protect.
Absolutely. So at the Safe House, we work with survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault. And as advocates, we have what is considered privileged confidentiality, which is the highest level of confidentiality that our country has, which means that our advocates, their records, them as people, none of it can be subpoenaed into court. So we are truly the individual's secret keepers, shall we say, through their experience.
How significant of a problem is this in the Roaring Fork Valley that you guys need to exist? You know what I mean? I think for the average person, they would think, oh, that's terrible, but it would never happen to me or someone I know. But in fact, it does.
Absolutely. Nationally, it is about 1 in 4 women that at some point in their lifetime will experience an abusive relationship. Here within Garfield County, there is an arrest made for domestic violence 5 out of 6 states. So it's unfortunately quite prominent, and also kind of on the flip side of that, unfortunately, not really talked about.
If someone out there is in a tough situation, are you guys one of the first places people can go for help?
Absolutely. You don't need to have any kind of legal involvement or call the cops if you're looking just for some information or resources, or, you know, even if you're curious to learn whether or not your relationship is healthy or unhealthy, if you're having a hard time determining that, you can absolutely reach out to us at the Safe House. We are more than able to just even meet with somebody if they have questions or concerns. You can reach us at 945-2632.
And then what about for the members of our community who are not English speakers first? Do you guys have resources yet for folks who speak Spanish, for example?
Absolutely. Every single service that we offer, we offer it in English and in Spanish.
And if people want to read more about you online, where do they find Advocate Safe House on the web?
We're just at advocatesafehouse.org.
And is that also where to go for tickets for LunaFest?
You can go there, or you can just go directly to lunafest.org, and Glenwood Springs, January 21st, will be on that homepage. You just click on that, and that'll take you through the ticket purchasing process.
And you said, like you said, if folks bring their ticket with them to these local Glenwood restaurants that are supporting you guys, they get to benefit, and you guys get to benefit.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Just try and involve all of the community in this event.
I feel like you guys are one of several resources for folks in the sort of greater, you know, Battlement to the Bells region. Who are some of the other organizations, like the county public health and stuff? Do you actually partner with them? What are some of the other resources that people need to know about that you guys see as allies?
So there is that same program that is new to our community, or has recently been reintroduced to our community, which is a great resource for us. Then we also work closely with Riverbridge Regional Center, our local children's advocacy center, and this is where kids can go and tell their story about what they've been through one time, get it on the record, and hopefully all of the stakeholders are there at the same time so the child does not have to retell their story multiple times and be continually traumatized by telling their story over and over again.
Yeah, that's a great idea. So Riverbridge, allies of yours at Advocate Safe House. And then do you guys actually have the resources to help someone who feels like they don't have anywhere else to go?
We do. So we do have a safe house here in the county. Unfortunately, it is very small, so we are unable to house everybody. But if somebody has somewhere else that they can go, if their support system is, let's say, in Texas, we can help them get back to their support system.
As much as your work is so needed, there's got to be part of it that's just exhausting. It's like, you know, like people who are social workers, it's like the work is never done.
Absolutely. There's there's always somebody out there, you know, that is trying to and struggling with dealing with either domestic violence or sexual assault on their own. But our agency is really focused on self-care for those of us that work with our clients. And so one of the big focuses is really doing things for yourself, you know, and we actually tell our clients the same thing, is doing something to take care of yourself can help in a lot of realms in life. You know, if that be that go for a walk to de-stress, take a bubble bath, but really do something for yourself to try and recharge your battery, shall we say.
Well, and unfortunately, like you said, the numbers are just staggering. 1 in 4 women in America has had to deal with this. And you said 5 out of 6 days in the Valley, something gets reported. And then there's all those, right, all those folks out there whose troubles have never been reported. It's almost scary to think how much worse is it than the statistics show.
Exactly, exactly. One of the things that they say for drunk drivers is that by the time someone has been caught, they have most likely driven drunk maybe 100 times before that. You know, and so it's very similar in our field of once it finally does get reported, however, how many instances have happened before that, or even if it never gets reported.
I'm just really glad that you're so able to speak out and to help people understand that they're not alone, that they can get help, and that you you said folks can even just call you guys for basic information. Can you give that number one more time?
We are at 970-945-2632.
Sarah Buckley, Advocate Safe House. You know, we never talked politics this whole conversation. We didn't talk about the inauguration. I think that it's sadly, this is something that crosses all of those lines, cultural and political lines. And
Absolutely. And
it's so important to have resources like you guys in the community. Thank you for your work. And I hope you guys have a great turnout for LunaFest.
Awesome. Thank you, Kevin. Thank you so much for helping us get the word out. We can't do our work if people don't know that we exist. And so being able to, you know, get the word out that we are around and we are an option for everybody is really amazing. So thank you so much.
Thanks, Sarah. Bye-bye. Sarah Buckley is community education advocate for Advocate Safe House. LunaFest coming up tomorrow at Hotel Colorado, and the partnerships with local Glenwood restaurants are good today, tomorrow, and Sunday, where you can enjoy a meal and support the great work that this organization does.
A few of the films in the this year's LunaFest lineup include Another Kind of Girl, featuring a 17-year-old Syrian girl speaking about her time in a refugee camp, Free to Laugh, a documentary exploring the power of comedy after prison, Partners, a short story about when professional and life partners must confront how their lives have become intertwined, and The Third Dad, where 10 years after breaking all ties with her father, a daughter sets out to find his grave and redemption. You can also get tickets at Treads in Glenwood, Susan's Flowers in Carbondale, and the Midland Art Company in Rifle. Information at advocatesafehouse.org. And once again, that's tomorrow night, 5 and 7:30 at the Hotel Colorado. Stay with us. More to come on Express Yourself.
Turn this thing around. No, that ain't the way. We all know where this is bound. So turn this thing around. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You can run as fast as you can. Jump on a runaway train. Down that line lies misery, unhappiness and pain. So turn this thing around. No, that ain't the way. We all know where this is bound. So turn this thing around. Back to where your heart has always been.
That's Seth Walker from his new CD, Gotta Get Back. 7 years ago, an obscure Austin singer-songwriter released an album called Leap of Faith. That album leapt into Katie and Kay's airwaves, with DJs falling all over themselves playing a great CD. With a beguiling blend of gospel and blues, Seth Walker has honed his art and craft over several releases, and now he has a new album, Gotta Get Back, released last fall, and he's touring now behind that, a tour which reaches Steve's Guitars tomorrow night. I had a chance to speak with Seth last Tuesday. I know, 7 years since I've spoken to you, Seth Walker, and a lot has gone on, hasn't it?
I tell you what, it's just rolling by, ain't it?
I can't believe it. I just can't believe it. You know, I used to think that time moving fast was an old folks disease, but it's not, is it?
Done you up, man. It's an epidemic. It's just rolling by.
It really is. I have a 23-year-old son, and I asked him the same thing the other day, and he said, no, I'm feeling it too. So I don't know. How does a sensitive...
It's a state of mind. That's all it is, right?
It is.
Relative.
Yeah,
relative.
Let's pat ourselves on the back and say, yeah, we survived another day.
We're here.
Here we are. What are we going to do about it?
We are here. We're just going to play some music.
That sounds good. I guess that's that's a great cure for a lot of things, isn't it?
Yeah. It's gotten me through.
Well, sure. You know, it's funny that you... that the conversation turned to that already. So here we go. In your liner notes to your new CD, which I want to talk more about here, but you say music was some kind of portal into a world that I wanted to be a part of, an instinctual, almost tribal way. The music was life, the laughter, the struggle, the hurt feelings, the mend, the love, the muse, the way.
Yeah. It was all that for me. It's turned into this kind of all encompassing kind of life and lifestyle for me. It's therapy. It is seriously therapeutic.
It is, and you know what? It is for the audience too. But you already knew that.
Well, one can hope. One can hope.
Indeed. So let's talk about this new CD. It's called Gotta Get Back, and I confess that I was on vacation when it came in, so I missed it the first time around. So I haven't given it a good listen until now, and it strikes me as an entirely confident album. I mean, you have found your sound, and you know it. You're not looking for it. You already have it. You possess it completely. I think it's a very assured album.
Wow, thank you so much, Luke. Thank you. It was it's my ninth effort, and you know, hopefully with each album, you know, you're trying to get more and more to that place. And you know, recording is not something that I do near as much as playing live. You know, cause, I mean, on stage is where I'm most comfortable, and in the studio, you really got to find it's a whole other world, and to try to emote with the red light on. With no audience, it's a wholly different thing. And so with each album, I felt like I, you know, getting a little more confident in there, a little bit more comfortable where I can really, you know, try to tap into that pure place.
I wonder if some of that assuredness comes, too, from your move to New Orleans. There's a very easygoing swagger about the music and the lyrics, and it's not overbearing at all, but it's there, and it's like I said earlier, confidence. Do you think, what has New Orleans done for you in your own mind?
When I moved to Nashville, I was in Austin for a long time, about 15 years, and that's really where I kind of, you know, got the whole thing going, learned how to actually, you know, sing and write and perform. And when I went to Nashville, met some amazing people and writers and everything, but I wanted to, there was something still pulling me, and I've always loved this music down here and just this way. I mean, it's just perfectly crooked or something, you know, like, and you know, and it when I got here, it's almost like I kind of unlearned some things in a good way, if you will, you know, like, you know, you put the gristle back on it a little bit.
Oh, I see.
Rhythm and just the spirit of the place is so creative. Like when you know living here, when you talk to someone and you hear the cadence of the way they talk, it's like they're playing the piano when they talk to you. So there's this underlying rhythm, and I think that has definitely crept into the new album, Luke. And I don't know, man. I'm just in a good place down here, and I definitely think the vibe of New Orleans has been a good thing for me.
Well, this album, Gotta Get Back, refers to the fact of going back to your family for your musical inspiration. Maybe you could tell our listeners a little bit of the process on how this album unfolded and what it meant for you to bring your family into that.
Oh man, it was very special. This is, like I said before, it's our ninth record, and I don't know why we hadn't thought of this before, but my father is a cellist and string arranger. And he's a great violinist as well. I mean, he's a lifer, man. He's a nut. And my mom, she's a violinist. So my mom and dad taught me to play cello when I was about 4 years old is when I got my first cello. And they taught the Suzuki method, which I know if you're familiar, but it's like an ear training method. But they taught me from the get-go, and as long with my sister. And I don't know which tune it was. I think it was a tune called Sound of Your Voice that's on the album that I sent my pop just a little work tape of it. And he just sent me this email back. And he's like, hey, man, I've got an idea for a string arrangement with this. And that just kind of sent us off to the races. We're going to have doing three tracks together on the album. And it really did get me back to a place, you know, of why I started playing music in the first place. You know what I mean? Because you can lose sight of it. Sometimes if you do something long enough, you can kind of, you know, lose that. Or it just gets cluttered. And so he helped remind me about that. And this was the first time, my folks have been split up for 20 years, and this is the first time we've played music as a family since then, man.
Oh, wow.
So it was...
Wow.
Yeah, hair standing.
Exactly. Goosebump time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the last track, Blow Wind Blow, is just us. Just around, just in a studio, man, with like two mics.
Huh.
Just playing music.
And that's a beautiful song too. It's a fitting it's a fitting end to the album. Yeah.
Thank you, man.
Well, how did that family feeling manifest in the actual writing of the songs? Did you write the songs with him, or did you already have the song written and your father arranged it? How did you co-write these songs? How did that work?
No, I had the songs written. I mean, there is a lot of a collaborative. I wrote with Oliver Wood from the Wood Brothers on one. Wrote with Jesse Alexander, Gary Nicholson, and a few others. But no, my father just, after I had them written, I just sent him. He just arranged music to them.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think another key part of this album's success is the producer, John O. Ricks. Talk about what he brought to the project.
Oh, my gosh. Man, that dude, he is, the first time I've ever worked with him as a producer, he played on Sky Still Blue, which is the record that my previous one that Oliver Wood produced. But he really challenged and pushed me to try to get in some places that I have never had before, musically and sonically too. He was really deliberate, and producing is a funny thing. It's like, I don't have much experience doing it. I mean, I've done a few records, but it's kind of like, you don't want to produce with an iron fist, because you don't want to suffocate things in there. So you have to let music kind of unfold. It's got to be relaxed so you can get a good vibe, right? But you also have to have a clear picture and idea of where this project is headed. And he has a really great knack for that, just as a human being. Not to mention his amazing musical skills. It's kind of like, like holding a bird or something. You don't want it to go away. You don't want it to fly away, but you don't want to choke it either. You know what I mean?
Does that mutual discovery of how things are unfolding, does that happen step by step, or is it does it come from the beginning when you sit down and talk, that initial talk that you had with him about the project? How did that unfold?
Let's see. Well, he was actually on tour with me, playing drums, where we were riding down the road on a million miles to go. We started kind of exploring this possibility, and we started to just kind of sketch out what it might look like, And then, like anything, things kind of, evolve naturally in the process. For instance, what musicians we might get on this track, or how to record this one, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know if I've gotten away from your question, but our friendship and all in all, just like we have a similar way of hearing music, and that's hard to find.
Huh, that sounds like a blessing.
It's like a relationship, man. It is a relationship.
An important one as far as the making of a record.
Yeah, it is, man.
Yeah.
You got to find a way to work together. And it was always easy. It was never a chore. Now he played piano, organ, Wurlitzer, drums, background vocals, and percussion on that record.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah, that's all. He has no skills.
Wow, how about that? Yeah.
Yeah, Dead weight.
Well, I was aware of his versatility in the Wood Brothers, of course, but, to hear all that outside of the Wood Brothers context kind of puts it shines a different light on it.
Yeah. He is a serious, serious musician. Piano was his first instrument. So he was really instrumental in the arranging too. He's a special guy.
Well, here at KD&K, we've been living with Gotta Get Back for 4 months, and I suppose you've been living with it for a lot longer than that, but how does it feel after this period of time? Does it feel like a definitive statement of you and your sound and kind of where you're headed musically?
Yeah, it does. I'm so proud of what we did with it. It's still fresh to me. It's still a baby. We're actually heading, when we're coming your way, we're heading out on a 3-week tour all through the West Coast. I love playing all these songs. I play just about every one on the set. And I think it's, I think going forward into the next record, I'm already writing some new stuff now, and I think Gotta Get Back has kind of helped me see the possibilities of where we can go with it. And John O'Ricks and I already started talking about doing another one at some point. So,
ooh, that's a good plan. I noticed you said.
Yeah, I think it's a good plan.
I noticed you said we. So you are playing in Carbondale with a band. You're not playing solo.
Yeah, I've got a whole quartet, man. I've got Miles Weeks on upright bass from Baton Rouge. He plays on Gotta Get Back on half the record. Stefano Intellisano on keys and accordion. He's from Pavia, Italy, one of my oldest, dearest friends and collaborator. And Derek Phillips is playing drums, who's on the last three of my records.
Wow.
So I'll have a quartet. We're going to be tied up on that stage. We're going to make it work.
Yeah, that sounds great. Do you take a different approach to a show if you know you're playing solo as opposed to a band? How does that work?
Yeah, it's a different trip somewhat. When I'm solo, I tend to I take it different places. When I'm solo, I can kind of start and stop and push and pull and kind of bend it that way. But when I'm with the band, you know, it's four of us kind of working together, and it's really fun to kind of bounce off each other. Because it's pretty elastic, we all have kind of a jazz sensibility, which I really enjoy. And each night is we're trying to find a new way to do things every night. And I really do enjoy that. So there's pluses to both.
So you're giving yourselves a lot of room to improvise.
Yeah, you got to.
Huh? Why is that?
It's not Miles Davis Bitches Brew or anything, but right. It's but there's definitely room to wiggle.
Well, speaking of gigs, I saw that you recently played Havana. You have to tell me about that experience.
Yeah, I did. I went to Havana with Ruthie Foster, who is are you hip to her music?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, my goodness. Yeah, we went down there, the two of us. Was kind of like a mix, I guess, I don't know, a vacation / music trip for our fans. We had about 20 of our fans come down there, and it was a very strange time, Luke, in that Fidel had just passed away about 3 days before we got there.
Ooh.
So there was a 9-day mourning period in Cuba, all of Cuba, and there was a ban on all music.
Oh.
I mean, there was, you couldn't even play a damn radio.
Huh.
And so our gigs were canceled up until the last day. The last day the ban was lifted, and we had a huge concert, and it was amazing. I guess it was kind of like the fast and then the feast, but a very historic and memorable time to be in Cuba, that's for sure.
How about that?
Huh. Yeah.
That's really something. And I can just...
Yeah, and those people are so open and kind and they don't have, they're so generous and they have nothing really to give. It really moved me, and I plan to go back very soon.
Nice. To play or just to?
Yeah.
Just to?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, because a couple of the concerts we couldn't do. So, I talked to the promoters down there, and we plan to reboot, do it again.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh. Have you? I'll bet you've been on some of those blues cruises or jam cruises.
Yeah, I've been on the Delbert McClinton cruise. He does one every year. I've done that about 7 or 8 years. After Leap of Faith, I started doing those.
Okay.
Yeah, I enjoy those too. Maybe, hard to argue with that.
Maybe some of those cruises will dock in Havana. Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah, well, actually, they are starting to do
are
that
they?
Now.
Are they really? Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
Huh. Wow, sign me up.
Yeah.
So I just want to thank you, Seth, for spending a little time with us here at KDNK. I know there are a bunch of DJs and fans at KDNK and listeners that are familiar with your music, and I think the word's just really starting to get out that Seth Walker's in town, so I think you can expect a good packed house over at Steve's Guitars.
I like the sound of that, Luke. Yeah. I like the sound of that, and I've got my... I'm in New Orleans right now where it's about 70 degrees, but I'm guessing I should bring a coat.
Yes, you should. Yeah, maybe some...
is that what's going on up there?
Maybe some galoshes.
Okay, all right.
Do you have any...
Parka in tow.
Do you have galoshes, Seth Walker?
I don't have any galoshes. I got some boots, so I'll throw them in there.
Yeah, you'll have to buy some, like, wingtip galoshes or something.
Well, I look forward to seeing you.
All right. Take her easy, okay?
Okay, Luke. Take care, man.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
That is Seth Walker playing tomorrow night at Steve's Guitars. And that brings to the end another Express Yourself. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for the news. This is KDNK, Carbondale Community Access Radio, Glenwood Springs, Carbondale, the Roaring Fork Valley, and beyond. Please remember to go out there and express yourself.